Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, we are now in the celebration of Lent in a very deep way. And I should like to talk about one aspect of our Lenten observance that I think is both very profound, necessary, and sometimes misunderstood. We all know that the three traditional ways by which we observe Lent are formed by the words, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But in order to understand how these work, how best that we participate in them, we have to consider, first of all, the whole character of what Lent is about. Lent, to a certain extent, is a kind of retreat for the entire Church, a time of moving away from our regular routine, from our regular occupations, from our usual standard by which we live and organize our lives. And because of this, there is a very sober reality to Lent. Simplification of life, a refocusing of our attention, and a realization that this is a time to think, to reflect upon our life as Christians. It is a time to repent and be converted. That is, to turn around, to turn away from those things that impede our participation in the life of Christ, and turn toward our God that we know through our Lord. And in that turning, began to understand more deeply what it means to bear the name of Christ. So at this time, we have to take certain periods of our life, certain habits of our life, and reorganize them so as we are not to be distracted. I think of one of the images that emerges from sacred scripture that is often used to describe some of our observations about Lent, and that is the image of the desert. Now, at first blush, and this is certainly part of that image of the desert, we see the desert as something that perhaps has been touched by the hand of evil, where growth is impossible, a certain emptiness, and almost a certain fear of what that represents. But the image of the desert is also one of simplification. That is, in a sense, there's no way to hide. In a sense, we are faced with the fundamental realities of our lives, the fundamental reality of our decisions. There's nothing to get in the way. And I think this is why the ministry of Jesus Christ began in that desert, to face it right on, not to hide, but to realize that there are certain decisions we have to make, certain realities we have to meet. And those fundamental decisions can be seen starkly. So our observance of Lent is touched by this image of the desert, of simplification in order to clarify, to get to the very heart and root of the reality of the human sort. Now, part of this reality of celebrating Lent is the nature of fasting. Now, there are many reasons why fasting has always been part of the discipline of the church. We fast, in a sense, in order to feast. That is, we fast in order to prepare ourselves for the celebration of the extraordinary event of the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. But fasting is also a matter of bodily discipline. We are, as human beings, both body and soul. What happens in our body touches our soul. What occurs within our soul touches the reality of our body. Our body is the mediation of our person to the world and from the world to ourselves. And in bodily discipline, we, in a sense, tone up the reality of our mediation, tone up the reality of our body, how it expresses ourselves, how, in fact, the life Christ enters into our body and can be expressed and lived authentically. For bodily discipline allows us the opportunity for spiritual growth. There's an old Mexican saying that it takes a nail to drive out a nail. That is, a habit from which someone wants to escape can, in a sense, only be driven out or changed by the creation of a good habit. That if, like that old parable in the Gospels tells us, if we clean out a house and simply leave it empty, seven devils worse than the first might enter in. But we turn from sin in order to fill our lives with virtue. And that takes a discipline, and fasting helps us to do that. It helps our spiritual growth because it allows us to focus on the important things, those fundamental questions that inevitably arise before us. And it is an opportunity for deeper prayer, to get at the heart of the reality of that revelation of God in Jesus Christ, to understand how he is still present to us in so many ways, and how, in fact, friendship with Jesus Christ is that source of an authentically and joyful life. Fasting also allows us to identify with the poor, with those who have to fast because they have no alternative, who feel perhaps the pain of hunger. And that identity with the poor allows us to grow in compassion. Compassion is one of the most beautiful emotions a human being can feel. Compassion means a desire and an ability to suffer with another. As St. Paul once remarked, if one among us suffers, the whole body suffers. And if one of us is joyful, the whole body is joyful. That our fasting allows us to connect with those that need our attention and our care, but also our willingness to draw them into the circle of our faith and our community, both our care and our faith. Why do we fast then during Lent? We fast because we want to use these 40 days given to us in a way that will support that deep realization of the gift we have in Jesus Christ, of the power of his dying and rising. It increases in us a desire to die with Christ in order to live with him, to realize that sin and death, anger and violence can be overcome, that in the long run, it is the victory of Jesus Christ that will be ours. But we need then to attach ourselves to that Lord who suffered and died for us in order that we might have life abundant. As I said, we fast as Christians in order to feast. For fasting prepares us to be filled with the joy of Easter, to create a kind of empty spot in our lives that can only be filled by the joy of the life of God. It is feasting on the true nourishment of that gift and to experience authentic joy. We fast so that we might feast, and that feast is the foretaste of everlasting happiness and life with God through Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.